This is a C2Y News Update. To combat loneliness and isolation among seniors, a new program in Nanaimo will allow doctors to prescribe social connection. According to the Canadian Institute for Social Prescribing, one in four Canadians over the age of 65 live alone, and nearly 50% of Canadians over the age of 80 report feelings of loneliness. To support those 55 and older in Nanaimo, who may be facing loneliness, the Nanaimo Division of Family Practice has launched a new social prescribing program in the city. To celebrate the new program, the Nanaimo Division of Family Practice ran an event at Bowen Park on March 2nd to promote the program. C2Y spoke with Kirsten Schultz, project lead for the social prescribing program, at the event. Schultz explained social prescribing as a non-medical way for people to be linked with resources in the community to boost their social connections. This comes as she is seeing loneliness increasing in seniors.
Well, we've been seeing it for a long time, but COVID just has not helped. And a lot of people are still shut in, afraid to go out, just experiencing loneliness that's continued from the pandemic. Things are more expensive. They're just at a time in life where their relationships are decreasing and they just need a bit of a boost.
The program has been in the works since 2022, but the Nanaimo Division of Family Practice started the pilot project last summer.
And what that does is the physician would put your prescription in, and that goes and connects you to somebody called a link worker or a community connector. And they will call you, they'll meet you for coffee, kind of whatever you need. They'll get to know you and they'll ask you what matters to you. And they'll try and work with you to find an activity that you could get enrolled in to gain social support, to get out of your house, whatever that looks like.
The project is run in partnership with the City of Nanaimo, Island Health, Share Care, Vancouver Island University, and the Nanaimo Family Life Association. The social prescribing program now has about 250 people participating, and Schultz says all family doctors in Nanaimo are now aware of its existence. If someone doesn't have a family doctor, they can still self-prescribe through the Nanaimo Division of Family Practice to be connected with one of the link workers. She explains that the program will be different for each person, as the needs and supports will vary for participants.
Sometimes it'll look like, here's your pottery course. Do you think you can get there on your own? Most people can't if they're needing this. So it would look like, why don't I come with you? Why don't I sit down and do the pottery course with you if needed? Why don't I introduce you to somebody that attends the course or the leader of the course, etc.? And then follows up with them at the end. Hey, how did that work? Do you think that's a good fit? Do you need help getting there? What can we do to support you to keep doing this course or finding something else that's a better fit?
She also explains that not all activities have to be activities with other people.
Right? You can be lonely and all you need to do is be around other people. So it could be a prescription to go swimming and to just get to the pool and get yourself out. It could be a Scrabble club where you actually are interacting with other people. And it could be just experiencing art with somebody or music.
Schultz says she has heard many success stories from those who have already taken part to date.
Like one of the best quotes is somebody saying, I never was smiling and now I'm smiling again. We're just seeing people that are just absolutely loving these connections that they're making, and that's the point.
Dr. Adam Hoverman is a family doctor and preventive medicine public health physician in Nanaimo. He was one of the first doctors in Nanaimo to bring the social prescribing program to the community.
As I say, going into family medicine, I often think about the family being the medicine. But there are a great many who don't have caregivers immediately. They might have lost one, lost a loved one, or be recently widowed. And so we have to think broadly about how caregiving is vital across the life course and an important part of quite literally responding to the loneliness and social isolation epidemic.
He explained there's no wrong way to do the program, and that is about finding healthy routines to connect people.
And I think that's one of the hopes I have here today is helping this conversation be much more of a kitchen table kind of conversation, right? So for those who weren't able to join for the conversation today, to recognize that we all have, at some level, a need for care across our own lives, right? And that that by being human, we, you know, at some point encounter suffering, encounter a level of need, and asking for help is, I think, universal.
More information about the social prescribing program can be found on the Nanaimo Family Division Practice website at divisionbc.ca. For C2Y News, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Mid-Coast Morning, at chly.ca/news.